Charles Haynes. Jane's son. Have you met Jane? Have you been to Myrtle Beach?
No.
Okay, never mind. So, he is... he has has a doctorate in divinity. He's... Yeah? You call him Father Chuck. Father Charles Haynes. So, he comes. With him brings his students and all that stuff. So in the meantime, what happened once, during one of his trips, he had brought some students with him. He must have told them about Baba and all that. And they wanted to come. They had a good time over here. They were here for 6 weeks. We had good time with them. Nice. Baba stories were being, and all that was being done. Now the group has to leave. Charles has to leave with the group. So that afternoon, it was tea time. Formerly, Aloba used to serve tea over here in the afternoon. The time here was leaving at 6:30. From morning, what time it was? 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock to 6:30. And so, yeah. I don't laugh. You all have worn us out, you see. So that's how it was. So, and fine. They were having tea, and I just took a round there, and I said, did you have a tea and this and that? And I go to the end of the veranda, and there is a young lady there, sobbing, crying. And I thought, from the group. So her name was Jane. I said, well, Jane, what's the matter? No, nothing. But why are you crying? Sad because of your partying or anything? No. But what is it, Jane? What is it? I sat by her side. And she says to me this thing. She says, while I was hearing all the Baba stories and all that, she said, all these weeks that I've been here, my heart all the time longed to see him physically, just a glimpse of him. So what happened? So then you said, what happened? I saw him. So then it's a happy thing. Why do you cry? When did you see him? Because I was also happy about it. But she was crying. So you're crying to joy. She said, no, I'm so sad about it. I said, what's the matter? You long to see him. Why are you crying now? I'm most unfortunate. But why do you call yourself most unfortunate? I couldn't follow, because they were very talented people. Father Chuck's disciples, you know, they were.
Disciples?
Students.
It's humbly.
So what happened is that she tells me, since you know my heart longed to see him physically, and what compassion he made himself visible to me, and I saw him today, and he was there, and I was so happy. And then in few minutes, there was the empty chair again. I said, well, so you should be happy. No, I'm so sad. Because if at that time, the way that I longed for his physical presence, if I had longed for his love, it would have been permanent. Mm. I said, yeah, that's right. No wonder you are sad about it. So that wound could have been given to me. You follow? Yeah. So such things are there. Mm.